God's grace, peace, and mercy be with you through God the Father and through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our gospel reading for today, Luke 2, verse 21, is the shortest gospel reading in the three-year lectionary. It is also the same gospel reading for all 3 years, A, B, and C, for January 1st. Which means every year on New Year's Day, the gospel readings are the same. Many of the professors at Fort Wayne Seminary definitely encourage, maybe even demand, that pastors preach on the gospel and only the gospel every week. In this case, it would seem that it might be a challenge to preach on only one verse. And on the surface, it seems short, but there is a whole lot packed in this one verse. Quite often that is the case with God's word. What seems to contain a very little is in fact heavenly laden with God's message for us. And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. As I looked at this verse, I noticed 4 or 5 themes right off the bat. The significance of 8 days. The practice of circumcision, names and their meaning, prophecy, obedience, and abortion were the ones that came to mind. 6 sermons from one verse. What a testimony that is to the power of God's written word. But I decided today to talk about names. I have a new grandbaby scheduled for delivery sometime in May, a little boy who already has a name waiting for him when he arrives. In my limited experience, it seems like parents of today are looking for names that are different, not the average same old name like Joseph or Mary. I do believe that there is some consideration, maybe for or against, names that run in the family. And I suspect that some, maybe most parents, never investigate what a name really means. And I also don't think that parents are all that receptive to suggestions. Again, all this is just from my opinion, from my limited experience. But all in all, I think parents today are looking for a baby name that's unique or different. So what are the popular baby names for today? According to the website babycenter.com, the top 10 baby names of 2016 for girls are these: Sophia, Emma, Olivia, Ava, Maya, Isabella, Riley, Aria, Zoe, and Charlotte. And the top names for boys are Jackson, Aiden, Lucas, Liam, Noah, Ethan, Mason, Caden, Oliver, and Elijah. Now, the reason I brought this up is this. The process of how parents pick out a name has changed over the years, especially since biblical times. I can only imagine the fireworks that would have erupted had I tried to dictate the names of our grandchildren. I definitely made suggestions, as Amy did, but ultimately the parents get to name the child. But we see in our gospel verse from today that the name of Mary's child wasn't given by her or Joseph, but was picked out by someone else. And as we dig a little deeper into this, we'll see that the naming of Jesus carries with it a very special meaning and purpose. Now, names in the Old Testament had a different significance than they do today. In fact, the personal name of God, Yahweh, was so sacred that the Israelites wouldn't even speak it, sometimes just alluding to it by saying or writing it as the Father's name. They at times would also replace Yahweh with the Greek word Kyrios, which means Lord. Dr. Charles Gieschen, one of my professors at Fort Wayne, wrote a paper in 2003 about the divine name, in which he makes several conclusions. First, he writes, "There is clear recognition of the significance of Yahweh as the personal and primary name of God, and that was understood to be inseparable from the reality of God. Dr. Gieschen also writes that there is evidence that the divine name is a potent reality. Even the word that brought the world into existence and sustains it. We experience both of those realities as we begin our worship services in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, invoking God's name here so that He is here, that we are in His very presence. We look to the divine name in the divine service, the name that created heaven and earth. We look to Him for forgiveness of sins, strengthening of our faith. It is in His name that we have everlasting life. We also see in the Bible that God uses names for His purpose and His will. The Old Testament book of the prophet Hosea is a prime example. Hosea marries a prostitute at God's command. And as children are born, God dictates to Hosea what their names will be. Hosea's wife Gomer gives birth to their first son, who is to be named Jezreel at God's command. From Hosea chapter 1, starting at verse 4. And the Lord said to him, "Call his name Jezreel, for in just a little while I will punish the house of Jehu for the blood of Jezreel, and I will put an end to the kingdom of the house of Israel. And on that day I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel." God goes on to name Hosea's first daughter Lo Ruhamah, which means no mercy. And Hosea's second son is named by God Lo Ami, which means not my people. The names of these three children of Hosea will always be a prophecy and a reminder of Israel's disobedience. A timeless message sent to the people of God through the names Jezreel, Lo Ruhamah, and Lo Ami. A child's name in the New Testament is no less important than it was in the Old. Dr. Art Just, in his commentary on Luke, writes this: "The naming of a child in Israel is a significant event because the meaning of the name may become inseparable from the life of the one who bears the name." We see this very early in the Gospel of Luke, when the angel of the Lord answers the prayers of Zechariah and Elizabeth with the news that Elizabeth will soon bear a son. The angel tells Zechariah to name his son John, which means Yahweh, the Lord, has been gracious. As Dr. Just mentioned and is illustrated in John the Baptist, John's miraculous birth and his role in salvation history bear out the meaning of his name. The Lord has been gracious to us, to all of us, by using John to preach repentance and to prepare for us the way of the Lord. John's name reflected God's will and God's purpose for him. In the Gospel of Luke, the naming of Jesus by the angel Gabriel in his appearance to the Virgin Mary immediately follows the naming of John the Baptist. Starting at Luke chapter 1, verse 30, the angel says to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." The angel Gabriel's proclamation is then fulfilled in our gospel lesson for today. "And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb." Jesus, God saves in Hebrew, for he will save his people from their sins. Do you remember what I said Dr. Just wrote in his commentary? The meaning of the name may become inseparable from the life of the one that bears that name. No one bears this out more than Jesus, the Son of God and the Son of Mary. Sure, the Christ child will have many more names given him, but this one is different. This one is special. This one is his personal name, a name that reflects God's purpose and his love. Jesus, God saves. The Apostle Peter knew the preciousness and the power of Jesus' name. In Acts 4, he says to the council leaders in Jerusalem, "This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." In fact, the whole New Testament bears witness to the name of Jesus Christ being the name of God. Time prohibits exploring all of them, but one very notable example is the seven I am sayings in the Gospel of John. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the true vine. I am. I am is the name that God gives in answer to Moses' question in Exodus when Moses asked God what they should call him. Then Moses said to God, "If I come to the people of Israel and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' what shall I say to them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am." And he said, "Say this to the people of Israel, 'I am has sent me to you.'" You see, the seven I am sayings in the Gospel of John are not just some semantic coincidence. This isn't just a fortunate choice of wording. This is a major theme in the Gospel of John, playing out in the use of names, proving that Jesus is God, the I am. Through this association of Jesus with the name of God, we see the oneness of the Father and the Son, Jesus as God, the one who saves. And it is this name that we are given at baptism. "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." The name is on our foreheads and on our hearts, as one marked as redeemed by Christ the crucified. It is there in life, it is there in death, and it is there for eternal life. It is the name that believers will have in heaven as revealed in Revelation 22. No longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and a Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. And night will be no more. They will need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. It is the name of God himself, given to us in baptism, stamped on our foreheads and on our hearts. And what a sweet name it is, given to us by our Father in heaven. It is more important, more wondrous than any different or unique name parents on earth can come up with. And it is packed with meaning, a lot like our little gospel verse this morning, overflowing with the good news of our salvation. This name has power and purpose in the days of Moses, today, and forever. The power and the purpose of a name. A biblical tradition all but lost in today's culture. So I thought it might be neat to look at the meaning of the number one boy and girl name of 2016 to see what they mean. Jackson means God has been gracious, has shown favor. Or in the English tradition, it would simply mean Jack's son. Sophia is from the Greek word also pronounced Sophia, which means wisdom or wise. According to that same website, babycenter.com, my name, Alan, means handsome or cheerful, and was number 284 from the top in terms of popularity. What does your name mean? It may very well be like mine, not very popular today. But that's okay, because we have another name, the name of our Heavenly Father, which is far greater than any earthly name we have. Our Heavenly Father's name is full of purpose, power, and eternal life. As believers, it is a name that we get to share. And it is in this name we say, Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts, your minds, and your name in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.